The story took an even stranger turn when Daniel Curtis then repudiated their petition by refusing to sign it. He likewise rejected Judge Churchill's offer to drop the charges in exchange for a sincere apology. Curtis had said his own actions had been justified, given Churchill's provocations, and that he would not apologize. So Daniel Sergeant Curtis spent the next 2 months in jail. Curtis did not leave America in indignation as soon as he was released. He left 8 years later. In fact, his jail term had had nothing to do with his leaving. He had expressed a desire to emigrate long before the nose-twisting incident. Ironically, his reason had been his unhappiness about the decline in civility in America. In a letter to his sister written in 1863, 6 years before his confrontation with Judge Churchill, he had complained that American gentlemen are not exactly gentlemen. They have a want of thorough, self-contained self-respect which belongs to men who are born gentlemen of good ancestors, educated properly, with sufficient estate, and who know for certain their place and that of others. I do wish I had the means of quitting this land forever with my children. Daniel Curtis's disenchantment with America was a sentiment shared by many people of his class at the time. It was in part a reaction to the social upheavals brought on by the Civil War, and in part an alarmed response to the arrival of the first wave of immigrants from Ireland, who had little in common with long-established Americans. In any case, if Daniel Curtis had been irritated by Judge Churchill's thoughtlessness in cramming his baggage between the two of them, he would have found it intolerable to then be called ungentlemanly by the selfsame lout. When Daniel and Ariana moved into the Barbaro, they took possession of a palace that had been renowned as a center of humanist intellectual discourse for the 4 centuries it was occupied by the Barbaro family. The Barbaros had been true Renaissance men, scholars, philosophers, mathematicians, diplomats, scientists, politicians, military commanders, church patriarchs, and patrons of the arts. The best remembered was the 16th century Daniele Barbaro, a diplomat, philosopher, architectural translator of Vitruvius. Daniele Barbaro hired Andrea Palladio to design his summer estate, the Villa Barbaro at Maser, and engaged Veronese to paint the frescoes. When he sat for his portrait, Titian painted it.